Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,909. Frank Proctor seeks a variance from the separation requirement between units, section 115-188E2 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Ocean Vista Drive in the Bayville Shores Development. The 911 address is 38331 Ocean Vista Drive, unit 11,156 Selbyville. The zoning district is HR1 RPC. The tax map is District 533, Map 13, Parcel 2. Specifically, they're requesting a 10.5-foot variance for the separation distance between the units. Received no letters in support, 28 mail returns, and received one letter in opposition. And this is a letter that the construction of the side extension to the existing deck on the unit violates the 40-foot distance requirement between buildings by 10.5 feet and the nearby building to diminish to 29.5 feet and therefore should not be permitted. As soon as the 40-foot rule requirement is violated by one owner, whether by 1 foot or 10.5 feet, the door is open for any other owner to violate the rule, thereby further closing of the separation between buildings. The unit owner on the other side could also request a 10.5-foot variance, making the separation between buildings diminish from 29.5 feet to 19 feet. This will ultimately be compounded in other buildings and narrow the community's open air space, cause privacy issues, and hamper views. The look and feel of the development could change as well as the conformity of buildings. We did not purchase units in the buildings that are close together. Our development has an open area appealing look and feel, which may be compromised, thereby hindering property values. And then they ask you for the request to be denied. And this is Ellen and Anthony Tedeschi, and they're unit 1202 property owners. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is George Elliott. Address? Mm-hmm. 38246 Yacht Basin Road.
Okay.
Robin W. 32746 Cedar Drive, Millville, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And when you just go up, can you state your name for the record?
Ron Van W.
George Elliott.
All right.
We're actually here to represent Frank Proctor, the owner of the property. We are the guys on the deck, Coastal Services. George is the owner of the company. I'm the project manager. We've done a bunch of decks over there. I do have, you probably didn't get a picture. I do have a picture if you're interested in seeing it, what mm-hmm. the property looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hand it right down there, please.
And there was a site plan that we had done up where it does it to 29.5. I believe that the variance we're looking for is to get to 29.5 because you're supposed to have 40 foot between the buildings. Now, the one deck's already been built. It's already approached on the other. Because if the deck we're doing is 4 feet wide, so we're already at 34 feet. So. What we're trying to do, it's the community, they have, if you got an end unit, you're allowed to wrap the deck around it. And that's what we're trying to do, is wrap the deck around, is try to make everything consistent in development.
What's that? Someone picks that up.
Yeah, if you got this. You got the site plan already, didn't you?
Yes, that was included in the application.
Yeah, exactly.
There's other decks in the community.
So
I said there's other decks in the community.
This is your unit here on this side, right?
Yeah, that's the place where we're going to put the other 4 feet because it comes around the corner. Like the one on the other side, that one's already done. Most of them are 12 by 17, and then that's a 4 foot by 24 addition because you can go the other 12 feet. And this one, he's got a 12 by 17 there, but because he's got an end unit, they're also allowed to add an extra 4 feet on it.
Are you the original builders?
No.
That
was Bunning, I believe it was. We've done about six decks in there so far, a couple additions.
So you were saying that when this was originally built, there was already an encroachment on that 40 feet of
one
separation?
One of them was whoever built it first. that was okay, I guess. But then when the other one was built, it's, I mean, it's supposed to be 40 feet. It's already at 29.6, plus the 4 feet that we're adding, that comes up to 33.6, which means they're 6 feet in to the 40-foot already. Okay.
So had the adjacent unit not built a deck, then they would have been 40 feet apart. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Okay. And most of them do build the end decks. They do wrap them around. This would just happen to be in the encroachment zone because these buildings are like this, where the rest of them go the other way, so it goes further apart.
Gotcha.
So that curvature of the road there,
yeah,
because it looks like the houses aren't unit 1156 and the next building aren't parallel to each other.
Right.
So that road curvature kind of puts it at
a
different angle.
The angle goes like this.
Is that unusual for the neighborhood to have them like that?
Around there, and I couldn't find another one that was as close as that. I mean, there were some of them that were very close, and but not like that. That's
Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
It's the only one, but they're all pretty uniform.
Yeah. Okay.
So you have built some of the decking?
We've done six decks.
No, I mean on this application.
No. I haven't done any on this deck.
So what's there now?
When I went to get the permit, they said I need to get a site plan. Then I found out it was in need of variance, so we're just going through the process.
So what's there now is the original?
That's the original deck. That was there. It's been there for a while.
Okay. By any chance, did you put the additional deck on the opposing?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Mr. Beggars?
No questions.
Mr. Mortman?
No questions.
Danny? Mr. Shrupp, any more?
That's Cornwell. Was there a variance granted for the neighboring deck?
There was not.
So that appears it may be in violation?
Yeah. If the 4-foot addition is not granted, they would still need a 6.5-foot variance because they are currently not compliant with the 40-foot separation distance.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if those folks wish to speak or not.
I was getting ready to ask her. Do you wish to speak, ma'am, in favor? If you would come forward, please. Yes, you need to go up and be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Janet Duber, 27897, Roanoke Rapids Landing, Millsburg.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
And you're in favor of this?
I am.
Okay.
My name is Janet Duber. I currently reside full-time in Millsburg. However, I've just moved from this community, Bayville Shores. I'm still on the board of directors. I currently am the acting president. Our president just resigned 2 weeks ago. But prior to that, I was president for almost 3 years. The situation we have in this community is the builder, developer, had some decks added as part of an original building.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, he had before his last generation of buildings, he did add decks to second stories, and that's what we have. It is still within the footprint of the building, but as you can see, this one building is at an odd angle. We were not aware that that other deck that was built very recently, within the last 2 years, was in violation because we had received notice by the contractor that he had received all the approvals. Now, what we currently have is a deck that these gentlemen are talking about where the builder actually put that deck on. Not part of the original, but it was aftermarket, but shortly aftermarket. So now, because we have allowed these second-story decks with that little jut-out within the footprint, this particular owner is looking to get that as well. But as it's been stated, we're already in violation. It is a interesting conundrum for us. I heard the opposition. Those individuals also submitted that opposition to the board of directors. But I'm here to say that on February 4th, we have a policy that we instituted in 2014 allowing the decks on units. The prior policy was it had to be all or none. Some of these are eight-unit buildings. We have some that are five, some that are four, some that are six. But the majority are eight-unit buildings. When we ran into a situation when the developer left, we had for years had owners fighting in owner meetings to say, why can't we do individual decks? So the board took months to receive comments from all owners. We had several open meetings. Had attended very widely by owners. We had very little opposition to allow owners to build individual decks. So having said that, the comment about the obstruction of views, et cetera, the way these buildings are situated, views are not obstructed, number one. Number two, that they have two units as an eight-building unit. I'm not sure that you can really tell, but they two units, and then there's a jut out, two more units, and then it juts out again, two more units, so they're offset every two units. So views are preserved all the way down the line. So views, in the board's opinion, was not an issue. That was an issue that was raised in 2014 when we entertained this policy, and this was also shared with these owners. They weren't quite aware of the request for the permit and the variance. We thought we had shared the whole concept with them. Obviously not, since it's been filed. But I'm here also to say that on February 4th, the board of directors revalidated that they were in favor of this extension.
Okay.
All right. Let me
any
ask
questions?
You.
Yes.
How many more of these do you see out there? You said that you.
There's. It's
the
a 300.
Mm-hmm. The board has. Let me finish.
Okay. Okay.
The board. You said the board said that they could build their own decks now. Prior to.
They have to have approval. They have to submit a plan from the association.
And you know what the setbacks are when their approval, right? The second floor decks must meet this.
They all have to be approved.
Must meet the county's
yes.
setbacks. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, the next question is, how many more of these do you see out there?
I don't have the total number of unit owners who do not have one. I will definitely get that. But there's 342 units.
Yeah,
the last five buildings, eight units, all had decks built when 16. The developer built. So I believe that we have approved since 2014 approximately 65 decks, roughly, since 2014.
Mm-hmm. A lot. Do you find that you are in any of those 65 or in the situation that this gentleman's in?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I was waiting for you to say something.
Not to my knowledge. This is the first.
Because they were under the impression, correct?
We were all under the impression that it was properly approved. However, the builder, the contractor who built that one deck that's already in violation, mm-hmm. It is our understanding very recently by code enforcement that this contractor possibly has some outstanding or unresolved permits. So we are making a phone call this week to code enforcement to talk about that. Are there any other outstanding permits that have not received favorable?
My experience in this board's experience is when you get into subdivisions and things like this and the 40-foot setbacks, and then when you make a statement like you did, that your board, has given them permission to hang their own decks on, that these people, 9 out of 10 times, are not aware of the 40-foot setbacks and the county's requirements.
Well, we have a very rigid architectural guideline process, and it's very clear that they get approval, final approval, only after we have the permits been approved. Okay. So they don't arbitrarily have a contractor come in. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because we're responsible for the exterior. It's filed as a condominium association.
Right. Right.
So we're responsible for it.
All right. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Righty. Then, and we heard no opposition. So chair will entertain a motion. Again, chair will entertain a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I was interested in seeing what other situations were there. Did the applicant go through the criteria for a variance? I'm sorry, maybe I missed that.
You mean the standards for granting of the variance?
Yes.
Not that I recall.
No.
Would you step up again, sir? The criteria for a variance, you're familiar with them? There's five of them.
There's standards for the granting of a variance.
Yeah, that's why you all recommended that we had to go get a survey for it.
Okay.
And that's why I was told about the variance.
Okay, order. Uniqueness of the property.
Trying to get the permit so we can get their approval. I mean.
Okay, there's the questions. Uniqueness of the property. What's the uniqueness of the property? You said that the 40-foot between properties when compared to the distance will be 29.5. Why? Is there a uniqueness to the property?
Well, if we're adding that 4-foot addition, if it's according to the survey site that I saw there, I was reading on it, said it was 29.5.
Right.
All right, and that's to that point, and that's a 4-foot addition, so plus 4 feet.
So what's the uniqueness? I mean, that's the question they're asking me.
What I'm trying to do is get a variance for 29.5.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard, if I may.
Yeah.
There's five standards here. You have to convince this board that the applicant meets those five standards. In other words, it wasn't created by the applicant. There is a certain uniqueness. It's a minimum.
Well, we're trying to keep everything consistent in the neighborhood.
I understand that. But you have to convince us that you meet the five standards.
All right.
Sir, do you want your paperwork, what you wrote out?
If you like, you can have a little more time, and we've got, another
case
if you want to go back and...
Yeah, if we could have a couple minutes to
talk. Yeah, we will. We got a couple more cases we could go ahead and do and then come back.
Okay. See where it says up the top, criteria for variance? Sure. Criteria for variance.
Footing inspections, they're all done.
That's nice. Did you wrote all this out here? And that's what we're asking, to give those...
Okay. Just answer those questions.
Answer those questions. Now, you wrote those questions out.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I wrote them out, too. That's why I don't have a copy of it.
I would suggest that maybe you'd be a little more creative because the fact that another deck was built.
Well, this was the first time I understand.
the fact that another deck was built is not necessarily created by the applicant. So.
If you go ahead, then we can...
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion.
Thank you.
I think the motion that you would need to make, Mr. Mills, is to leave the case open and put it at the end of the agenda so the applicants can have more time to prepare their case.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second to that.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we put the case number 11,909 at the end of the hearing so the applicant have time to prepare their findings for us. Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, then we'll move on. Case number 11, we'll leave 9-10 to the end because there's nobody here for that one. Again, we'll wait. Okay, so we'll move on into case 11,911.
This application is for Shell Brothers LLC. They seek a variance for the front yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Ivory Gull Way, approximately 425 feet east of Tributary Boulevard and Peninsula Lakes. The 911 address is 32252 Ivory Gull Way, Millsboro. The zoning district is an MRRPC. The tax map is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 1286. Specifically, they're requesting an 8.9-foot variance for the front yard. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, no mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Need to be sworn in.
I'm sorry.
Be sworn in, sir. Please.
You state your name and address for the record.
LA 37374 Army Drive in Selbyville.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And we have a copy of your answers to those five standards if you need those.
I have.
Okay.
So we are requesting a variance for the front yard. We constructed a home for a customer who is a retired veteran of the Air Force. He is a disabled veteran. He has one leg currently, and he also has a degenerative hand and wrist disease that he's preparing for mobilization in a wheelchair in his days coming ahead. We did a numerous amount of custom options. You know, we're a production builder. We have, you know, kind of pre-designed floor plans with pre-offered options, and we had to completely customize his home, widen his hallways, handicap ADA accessible, sills, ramps, all over the place. The options that this customer chose already pushed the rear of the home, a courtyard, a paver patio, to basically the limits of encroachment that we can have on the rear setback. So we had no room to come out to the front, and he actually requested a ramp to be constructed on the front of his home, just again for access. You know, we know the steps can encroach 5 feet on the BRL, and once we built this ramp, until we had the as-built, we were unaware that we actually went over 6.1. So that's the reason why we're here. As far as the uniqueness of the property, again, it's an ADA compliant home. This only happens on the front of the home. Which is just chewing up a little bit more of the front yard. We built the ramp in the same materials and context as the rest of the community and the rest of the front porches in the community. Basically, as I stated earlier, we couldn't push the home back any further because we were already encroaching with the rear courtyard up to the maximum of 5 feet over the BRL in the rear of the property. This is all driven by the ADA requirements and the requirements of a VA loan for our customer. It is completely in line with the rest of the community. I mean, no other home has a ramp on the front, but no one else has needed that yet. But again, the materials are consistent with everything that we have done in that community. So that's why we're here for the variance. I have some pictures if you that would help.
You got it. And then if you would, please.
Thanks.
Okay.
So you already got enough.
Questions? Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Start down here. I guess you then, Brent. Mr. Wertman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
No questions? Mr. Rickard?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
So the home was built, finished, and...
Yes, we noticed this when the as-built was done. We received a temporary certificate of occupancy.
And the customer owns it?
Yes, sir. It has since been conveyed, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
How far is the edge of paving from the front property line? Does it match up or is there a gap there?
There is a right-of-way.
Okay. How far is that?
It's a 10-foot right-of-way.
So realistically, the front yard of the property would appear to be 10 feet larger than it actually is?
Correct.
Any discussions with any neighbors about this? Are they supportive of it?
There's been a sign in the front yard because this was on the last meeting, but that was delayed. So there's been a sign in the front yard for quite some time. We have not heard anything, whether in favor or opposition to.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. And you were prepared to address these standards, the five standards for the granting of this?
Yes. I thought I worked them into...
Okay. Oh, already.
Yeah, I thought I kind of just read them in as I was giving my presentation.
All right, sir. I just didn't hear that. You said you did. I apologize. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the fact that the applicant is handicapped contributes to the uniqueness, the fact that it's not created by the applicant, necessary to offer reasonable development and use, being that they use the same materials as the rest of the decking and porch and whatnot. I don't think it alters the central character of the neighborhood. I think it's a minimum variance to afford relief, and I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,911.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,911. All those in favor, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,925 is approved.
Thank you very much.